Playful People's Radio Hour. Follow beloved fairy tale characters while they find out how their stories came about while they solve the mystery of who stole a giant's harp in this original piece entitled Fractured Fairy Tales, Episode 1.
Once upon a time is usually how these tales are told. You've probably heard the sweet children's stories like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, Little Red Riding Hood, and Jack and the Beanstalk. These tales are told with the intention of teaching young children morals. Morals such as...
Listen to your mother.
Don't talk to strangers.
And don't steal!
We gloss over the uncomfortable and questionable aspects of the stories. The parts where children and grandmothers are eaten and stealing from giants is okay. The creatures and people in the fairy tales we are all familiar with are real, but not quite the same as in their stories. Their true stories become fractured by the storytellers, pieces of truth sewn together with fantastic tales of cruelty and fear. The tales begin in a true place of magic, a realm within our own, hidden away in forgotten forests and protected by enchantment. There are humans, but also fairies, giants, elves, gnomes, and all sorts of talking animals. They had a school for the youngest inhabitants, and attending that school were Jack, Jill, Goldie, and Bailey, a baby bear.
Jack, come on. Mom told us we need to get this basket to Grandma Jenny ASAP. I already did the morning chores without you, and I almost fell down the hill when I was getting water.
Calm down, Jill. Bailey and I are almost done with our game of honey cups.
Jack, Bailey always wins honey cups.
Not today. Today I'm feeling lucky.
He's a bear, Jack. He has a much more sensitive nose and a highly sophisticated honey hunting sense.
Why, thank you, Jill. It's true. I'm amazing. Jack, last chance. Which cup is hiding the honey dice?
Ha! I got it. That one.
Wrong again.
Aw, man. Want to play again?
Jack, we have to go. Grandma Jenny needs this basket of ingredients for her gingerbread, which is supposed to be served at the ball tonight.
Cream of pencils ball? The food is always the best part of her parties. Everyone in the land makes their favorite food to share, and then the feasting begins. My mom is bringing her famous honey porridge.
Our mom is bringing breadcrumb pudding, and Uncle Hensel is going to help Grandma Jenny with her gingerbread cookies.
Your Grandma Jenny is the coolest. So weird how travelers are scared of her. Who could be scared of a sweet old witch in a gingerbread house?
Super weird. Grandma Jenny is always helping people with her potions and magic. Wolf used to go a little nuts on full moon nights until Grandma Jenny perfected a potion candy that helps him keep control of himself. He can now be in wolf form comfortably, which he prefers.
Yep, and now we really need to go make these deliveries.
Hi, everyone. Are you all coming to our ball tonight?
Hey, Goldilocks. Nice hair. Those golden curls are a true reflection of your mother's golden locks. It's no wonder she named you Goldilocks.
Please, you know I prefer to be called Goldie.
Sorry.
Hi, Goldie. Are you gathering the goodies for the ball?
The whole village is cooking up a storm, and the first foods of the feast are being set up at the banquet tables as we speak. Are you going to bring Mama Bear's honey porridge, Bailey?
Sure am. Want to come with me to pick it up?
Only if we can swing by the beanstalk first. I promised the giants I'd make their three bean chili for them since they won't be joining us.
Why aren't the giants coming this year?
Oh, it was terrible. They were robbed last night. The thieves stole their magic harp. Without the magic harp, the giants cannot travel to our world, or we'd be crushed. The harp's magic is what both transports them to our world and shrinks them to a more average size. They're devastated to miss the ball.
That's terrible. Poor giants. Is there anything we can do to help?
Let's ask Grandma Jenny. Maybe she'll know what to do.
The four friends set out together for Grandma Jenny's house, which was located deep in the woods. The path was well-worn and familiar to Jack and Jill, who'd made the trip dozens of times before, visiting their dear grandmother. Before they had gone very far, they heard a deep growl coming from the shadows. They stopped. Something was definitely there.
Hello? Who's there?
Wolfie, is that you?
Roar! Roar!
Wolfie, Wolves don't roar, they howl.
Oh, yeah, right.
Wolfie, what are you doing?
I'm trying to scare you all. I'm trying to learn the ways of the wolf. If no one can see me as anything but a big bad wolf that huffs and puffs and blows houses down when I roar.
Howl?
Right, howl. Then that's what I'll be.
What? We know you're a smart, talented guy who chooses to take the form of a wolf to remain authentic to yourself. We also know you'd never hurt a fly, and that becoming a werewolf is something you're proud of. What changed?
I can't guarantee you're safe with me. Rumpelstiltskin told me about another werewolf, you know, that lost control and went crazy. Apparently, he climbed a tower and stole royal treasure, and then he poured dragon slime all over the roads, causing several accidents. The guy doesn't even remember doing it. I do not want to be responsible for people getting hurt. It's better if I just live in the woods as a wild animal.
You're listening to Rumpelstiltskin now? You know he's a liar and a prankster. He may be my uncle, but I don't trust him. You have to control yourself, Wolfie.
But he makes such a convincing argument. To be sure, I need to see Grandma Ginny.
Well, you might as well walk with us, because we're all heading that way.
With another friend in tow, Jack, Jill, Bailey, Goldie, and Wolfie started down the trail yet again. With a little more urgency, they ran the rest of the way to Grandma Ginny's. When they arrived, Grandma Ginny was finishing up a sparkling purple elixir in a copper cauldron. It smelled like chocolate and cinnamon and was as inviting to the children's senses as a warm hug.
Hi, Grandma Ginny. We're here. We brought the ingredients you need for your gingerbread.
Well, yes, you are. I wasn't expecting the whole squadron, but I'm happy to see you all. Would anyone like to try my new brew?
What is it?
It may be a potion to turn you into a frog. Or a milky white cow. Or a candy cane. But it's actually a cure for the blues. That's why it's purple, of course.
Grandma, is it hot cocoa?
Essentially, yes. This is the most delicious hot cocoa that ever existed. Tastes amazing, but it'll also cure a gnome of the blues, a rather contagious magical ailment that literally turns a gnome blue. Some gnomes actually prefer to be blue, though the grumpy side effects can be a bit overwhelming. Want to taste?
Yes, please.
Yes, thank you, Grandma.
Definitely.
Yes, thank you.
Is it dairy-free?
Absolutely, 100%. This is made from the purple cacao seeds that are found in the caverns of the fairies.
Thank you, Mrs. Gingerbread.
Dear little bear, why don't you just call me Grandma?
Thank you, Grandma. This is just right. Not too hot or too cold.
Grandma Ginny, we're not just here on a social visit. We need your help solving a mystery.
Oh, I do love a mystery. What's up?
The giants were robbed last night. The thief climbed the beanstalk and stole the magic harp. Without the magic harp, the giants cannot travel to our world.
Well, that is strange. The harp, you say? I was also robbed a few days ago. I'd made a fresh batch of dream cakes to give to the troll under the bridge. He hasn't been sleeping well, and I brewed up some excellent adventure dreams for him. He prefers rather scary dreams, so I even added a few zombies. Dream cakes meant for a troll would be far too strong for another creature, though, and I've been worried about whoever ate them.
You're worried about the thief? But they stole from you.
Now, we don't know the circumstances of the situation. Also, they're very tempting cakes. They're made with a powerful magic. Besides, my baking is always irresistible. I shouldn't have left them on the windowsill to cool. That was irresponsible of me. I'm afraid this is my fault.
What can we do?
This is just terrible.
Oh! Calm down, Wolfie. Everything will be A-okay. The first thing to do is make a second batch of cakes, but with different ingredients this time. The thief will need to eat them to wake up from the daydream. The effects of the dream cakes can make someone dream while awake. So the person who did this will probably be scared and confused, and seeing things that aren't there. Oh, I wish I hadn't added zombies.
As the group sipped their cocoa and started helping Grandma Ginny with a new batch of dream cakes, another figure was watching them from the trees. The curtains were drawn, and only their shadows could be seen from outside. The terrified Rumpelstiltskin sobbed as he watched the group of shadows flash by.
No!
Followed by a long howl from the wolf.
Oh no, oh no, no, no. I should do something. I should try and stop him. No, no, too dangerous. Oh, I gotta get help. Wait, are there zombies over there?
Poor Rumpelstiltskin. He was the one who had taken and eaten Grandma Ginny's dream cakes, not realizing what they truly were. Upon eating them, though, he started daydreaming. His visions morphed reality, and he saw Grandma Ginny as a scary old witch who was tricking children into drinking her potions. He saw Wolfie as a scary wolf who was trying to eat everyone. Panicked, he ran all the way to Rapunzel's castle tower to get help.
Rapunzel! Please let me come up. I need help.
Rumpelstiltskin, are you okay?
No, I am not okay. There's a wolf eating children in the woods, and the witch is helping catch the children, and...
What?
It's horrible. Also, I think there are zombies.
Zombies? Rumpelstiltskin, I don't have time to deal with your shenanigans today. Today is the ball, and I have a million things to do before the feast begins. Please stop spreading these silly stories.
But I really did see it. You've got to believe me.
You mean like last week, when you told me that Fairy Godmother had been turned into a hedgehog? I spent an entire afternoon trying to catch that hedgehog before I realized you were playing a trick on me.
That was hilarious. But no, this is different. This is real.
Rumpelstiltskin, I promised Mom I'd watch over you, but I'm tired of this. You've been playing tricks on me since we were kids, and I'm not playing your games today.
But...
No. You look tired. Why don't you go lie down for a bit and take a nap?
A nap. Yes. Yes. A nap would be good. So tired.
Just a minute. My friend Gretel is here. You remember Gretel?
Of course I remember Gretel.
Can you please not embarrass me in front of my friend?
When have I ever been embarrassing?
When I was 12 and you decided to curse my hair.
What's wrong with golden hair?
First of all, you cursed me just when Prince Philip was about to ask me to dance. I was so close. Then bam, my hair starts growing faster than I could run. I tripped over Philip, ruining my chances at dancing with my childhood crush, and then I fell into the pond.
You left out the best part, the part where your eyebrows were growing at super speed.
If you embarrass me again, I'll tell everyone what your middle name is.
No, please, you can't.
Best behavior.
Best behavior.
Rapunzel, are you there?
Yes, coming, Gretel. Sorry about that. I have an unexpected visitor.
Oh. Hi, Rumpelstiltskin. How are you doing?
Actually, terribly. Thanks for asking. You see, I just came from the woods where I saw several children being attacked by a vicious werewolf.
But the only werewolf who lives around here is Wolfie. And you know who wouldn't hurt a fly.
Well, something terrible has happened to our woods. Oh, I didn't even tell you about the zombies. There are zombies.
Oh, okay, are you feeling all right?
No.
Brother, why don't you go lie down? Remember how tired you are?
Tired. Yes. Sleep would be good. Waking up will be good.
Is he okay? Your brother has always been a little weird, but this is a little bit concerning.
I think so. He's really freaked out, though. Maybe we should go ask him.
Good idea. Hansel was supposed to help her with the gingerbread today, but he's been investigating the robbery at the beanstalk.
Robbery? Why didn't I hear this?
The harp was stolen. If they don't get it back, the giants will never be able to visit again.
You know, Rumpelstiltskin and the troll under the bridge have this theory that the harp is really an alien artifact that can transport people through time and space.
Your brother has some interesting ideas.
Should we ask him if he knows anything about it?
I hate to wake him up.
You're right. Let's go find our kids. They usually know all the local news before we do.
True. My Jack and Jill love to solve a mystery. Let's go.
Rapunzel and Gretel put on their cloaks, covered Rumpelstiltskin with a blanket, and left the tower. Not long after, a mysterious voice wakes up Rumpelstiltskin. It calls to him, and as if in a trance,
I can hear you, but I won't.
He shuffles across the floor and climbs out the window, scaling the tower walls. At the bottom of the tower, he tries to lay down to sleep, but the voice calls to him again. As if sleepwalking, he walks into the woods. Meanwhile, Goldie, Jack, Jill, Bailey, Wolfie, and Grandma Ginny had finished the new batch of dream cakes and were setting their trap.
These cakes look so good. I'm hungry.
Don't eat them, Jack. We need Thief to eat them.
Don't worry. Rapunzel's feast is tonight. We'll be able to stuff ourselves with all the delicious delicacies of the kingdom.
Here you go, my dears. I brought you some snacks while we're waiting.
I don't think I could eat a thing. I'm so nervous. This is so spooky, being out here when it gets dark. There might be spiders.
Spiders?
The itsy bitsy spiders. They're so creepy. All those legs.
You are by far the least terrifying creature here, Wolfie.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's hard to break the chains of prejudice against werewolves. The truth is, most of us are actually vegetarians who practice meditation. Namaste.
You are an exemplary werewolf, my dear, and we're all proud of you.
It's so nice to be with people who understand. Thanks, Grandma Ginny.
Let's finish setting up this mystery picnic so we can help the poor soul who ate my dream cakes. Good. This looks good.
Dreamy, I love how you arranged the cakes and tea and strawberry jam on this little table. Jill, your red cape works great as a tablecloth. Too bad it ripped on that branch.
That's okay. I was getting a little tired of Rumpelstiltskin calling me Little Red Riding Hood every time I passed him in the woods. I'm going to go with the black cape next time, ninja style.
I bet it was Rumpelstiltskin who stole the giant's harp. And the dream cakes.
Well, we'll soon find out. Wait, do you hear that?
It's the shrieking eels!
Wolfie, there are no eels in the forest.
Oh yeah, right. Banshees?
They're off on their annual sound meditation retreat. Sing, sisters.
It's coming from close to the beanstalk.
Let's go investigate. I have a funny feeling about this.
The group wade their way along the path until they reach the beanstalk. The singing had stopped, and they could see footprints heading into a nearby clearing. They quietly crept closer and peered through the bushes to see who was there. To everyone's surprise, Rumpelstiltskin was there with the magic harp. More surprising than the presence of the harp was the position in which it was placed. Rumpelstiltskin was kneeling in front of the harp, which was not just a harp, but a beautiful golden fairy with a harp where her wings should have been.
Oh my, the giant's harp. But is she controlling Rumpelstiltskin? Look.
The golden harp motioned for Rumpelstiltskin to get up, which he did immediately. Then she pointed into the woods in the direction of Grandma Ginny's house. Rumpelstiltskin then took off running, or stumbling, into the woods. At the same moment, Grandma Ginny stepped into the clearing and knelt down next to the harp.
It's been a long time, Melody.
Oh, hello, Miss Gingerbread. So nice to see you.
Melody, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to visit, my old friends.
Was this all you're doing? Another attempt to spread malicious lies about magical folk?
Fine. Yes. They call me Mischief Maker Melody. I spread suspicion and fear through stories and lies. I started some fabulously evil suspicions in the mind of that ridiculous little Rumpelstiltskin. Oh, what fun! With those troll dream cakes in his system, he'll daydream up some fabulous tales, then tell them to those silly Grimm brothers. And those two spread stories around the world that give children nightmares for generations.
How could you do this? Who are you?
He's a rather naughty fairy who had been serving the giants as part of a community service requirement. She was also barred from flying for 100 years by transforming her wings into a harp. She is part of a dark creature rehabilitation program, and believe it or not, is improving.
How do you know of this, Grandma?
Because many years ago, she was responsible for spreading a terrible story about me.
You?
Yes, your mother and Uncle Hansel, too. The entire human world believes me to be a witch who eats children.
Ew!
Gross. Why would they say that?
Oh, I know. I found a book one day from the human village nearby. It told a gruesome story about a brother and sister named Hansel and Gretel who were abandoned in the woods. They find a house made entirely out of gingerbread and candy. Delicious. And were captured by the owner, a terrible witch who lured children into her house only to fatten them up and eat them.
Ugh. Grandma Ginny, that story is weird and kind of disturbing.
Exactly. Humans will believe anything.
Melody, where did you send Rumpelstiltskin?
To your house, of course. Only you have dispelled to change my wings back. And I want to return to my old life, messing with the lives of both humans and magical folk. Such fun. Oh my gosh, you guys are all so mad. Look at your faces.
Oh, Melody. Do you think I'd leave important spells and potions out where people like Rumpelstiltskin could find them? I mean, okay, so I may have left out the troll dream cakes, but there is no way he could find my spellbook. Besides that, I doubt he'd make it to my house anyway. We left out a little picnic that will be quite irresistible to him.
What? No, my plan is foolproof.
Well, shall we find out?
Grandma Ginny took out of her apron a wand, which she waved towards Melody while muttering a spell so quietly that none of the others could hear her. The golden fairy harp then lifted off the ground on a swirling purple cloud and started floating in front of her as she walked into the woods. Jack, Jill, Goldie, Bailey, and Wolfie followed Grandma Ginny in awe of her calm and power.
She is so cool.
As the group follows the trail of Rumpelstiltskin, Rapunzel and Gretel are following the path to Grandma Ginny's from the tower. Right at the fork in the road between Grandma Ginny's and the beanstalk, Rumpelstiltskin was brushing off the mess of strawberry jam that was smeared on his arms after crashing into the picnic left by Grandma Ginny. He looked at his arms, then picked up the red hooded cloak that had been used as a tablecloth.
Oh no! Little Red! I mean, Jill. This is hers! Why is it ripped? Shredded! Probably from the claws of the werewolf! Oh my gosh, I'm gonna be sick!
Rumpelstiltskin?
Rapunzel! Oh, Rapunzel, it's just terrible. Horrible. Look, he's eating Jill. Probably Jack, too.
Excuse me, who has eaten my children?
The werewolf. He probably ate Grandma first. Oh, no. Goldie. Bailey. Gone.
What in the world is going on?
I'll tell you all about it, my dear, after I give your brother one of these cakes.
Mother, what is going on here? Cakes?
Just a minute, Mom. You'll see.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Ah, it's her! It's the witch! She's gonna eat us and feed us to her pet zombies!
Let me handle this. Hey, Rumpelstiltskin, eat this cake and the zombies won't be able to sense you.
Bailey, he's not going to fall for. Wow. He ate the cake.
Brother, are you okay?
The group of friends watched as Rumpelstiltskin's form relaxed and he let out a long sigh. When he stood up, he was steady and calm. He faced Grandma Ginny, face downcast and ashamed.
Miss Gingerbread, I am so sorry for stealing your cakes.
Deary me, I'm so relieved you're safe and sane again. I apologize for leaving out such a dangerous temptation. As for you, Melody, you'll be brought back to the giant kingdom where you will study empathy, compassion, and the power of words.
Blah, blah, blah. Lighten up. I am just having a little bit of fun. Kids love to be scared. The stories I spread are far more interesting and exciting than the truth. Ugh.
The stories you spread are often believed to be the truth and are hurtful to the folks you write about. Take Wolfie here, a kind and sensitive wolf who is gentle and vegan. Telling everyone he is a murderous beast is wrong and cruel.
Gee, I hadn't thought of that. Ugh. I'll try harder next time, teacher. Pinky swear, Scout's honor. Ugh.
With that, Grandma Ginny swished her wand with a flourish, and Melody disappeared in a poof of purple smoke.
I sent her back to the Giant's Realm, where she will be supervised by a team of healers and therapists. One day, Melody will realize the power she holds in her words. A real gift when used for good.
This has been a truly enlightening evening, but I wonder if we might be able to continue the process while we make it back to the tower. The ball has already begun, and I have never missed a feast.
Good idea, Mom. Uncle Rumpelstiltskin, would you like to join us?
My dear niece, I would be honored. By the way, I'm sorry for spreading the rumor that of your hair being actual gold.
That was you? Do you realize how many leprechauns I've had to scold for trying to pluck a hair out of my head?
Sorry.
Mom, I've changed my mind. I do not want a little brother. He would no doubt drive me nuts, like your brother does to you.
Dear one, I wouldn't change my brother for a million pots of gold. He may annoy me and be the causes shenanigans across the kingdom, but I love him dearly.
Rumpelstiltskin was speechless, which was rare. He simply took his sister's hand in one of his and Goldie's hand in the other, and they started the walk back to the tower.
You know, I feel bad for Melody.
For Melody? Why? She does nothing but spread lies and hurt people.
I can't help but think about the three billy goats they used to live across the Troll's Bridge. They were such bullies. Mama Bear taught me how bullies usually just hurt and sad too, lashing out at those around them. She told me about how the billy goats were originally pets of humans, and they were mistreated and ran away to our woods. They used to be so mean. The Bobo Pete befriended them and taught them about love and trust and empathy.
I think I see now. Grandma Ginny understands too, which is why she's trying to help Melody. She really is an amazing and good witch.
And she makes the very best gingerbread cookies in the world.
The group walked together in silence, thinking about the events of the day and reflecting on Grandma's message that
words hold great power.
That night, the entire kingdom gathered together to feast and be merry. Goldie, Jill, Jack, and Bailey sat and watched the parents dance and laugh together.
The The radio drama you just heard was inspired by the Grimm Brothers fairy tale. The adaptation for Playful People's Radio Hour was by Katie DRC, and Emily Pennington was the director, with music and Foley done by the entire cast. This has been Playful People's Radio Hour. This is PPP, Playful People Productions.